Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Mitch Lyons joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for doing what you're doing, because it's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's rougher in the doing than in the idea.
So your background is coaching youth sports, correct?
Youth school, high school AAU, and college D3.
And tell everybody how you want to change it.
Well, our nonprofit asks one question. Why, if all of school is trying to teach up-to-date science, why is sports exempt? There's a whole science, sports psychology, that's there. It's used by college and pros, but not in high school. Public high school is giving us an inferior education.
And what do you want to see changing in the way in which kids are coached and just the overall vibe of coaching today?
It's a 19th century system that we're using of all-powerful bosses and voiceless employees, which you can substitute for coaches and athletes. They're voiceless. What I'm proposing is that this two-legged stool, which is very unstable, as we witness all the time, had a third leg, and that would be a written, science-based curriculum for sports teams that teaches you the skills that sports psychology teaches, as well as social emotional learning.
Wow.
Coach, could you talk about some of the things you've seen in your coaching career that maybe you didn't agree with that has brought you to do this initiative?
Well, my daughter was on a team. The coach was very verbally and emotionally abusive. And that's what got me started on this road. But I was coaching well before then. But I observed going to AAU is like seeing a petri dish for negative behavior. And so I'm a person who likes systemic change because sometimes it's just neat. This is one of those times.
It's interesting because I've seen my son, he plays lacrosse, and I've seen him over the years play for different teams and different styles of coaches, and some
right.
are very demonstrative and they're screaming and they're yelling, and other coaches hardly say a word or they're very encouraging. And I have to tell you, it seems like, at least for my son, he responds better to somebody who is yelling at him to get his attention than somebody who doesn't.
Right. So when he gets a job, is he going to depend on his boss yelling at him, or does he have to self-motivate himself,
right.
learn how to motivate himself because he wants something to be get better, to play more playing time, whatever. He has to do the motivation, not the coach. And that's why it's a bad system because it teaches the wrong things.
Yeah, think of all the stories that have come out
sure.
as of late of people talking about coaches who are abusive to them.
Right.
And, you know, at the collegiate level, at the high school level, wherever it might be. So I think this idea to make some change from the inside out is fantastic, but I know it takes a lot of work. So how can we help in this effort?
Well, one could be that if you go on getpsychsports.org, there's a legislation now in front of the Joint Committee on Education was just passed through favorably by the Senate to have our Department of Ed write a published guidelines on how to implement a social-emotional learning curriculum on sports teams and to take charge of athletics, which is now being run by many of the same coaches that we're talking about.
Mm.
There are 95% of coaches are great.
Yep.
But they're not teaching sports psychology because no one's given them anything in writing. So everybody's just like the Wild West. Everybody goes on their own, does what they want.
And if they had a bad coach, that's what they learned, and then that's how they
and
coach.
And they told two friends, and they told two friends. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I think this is really, really good. So getpsychedsports.org. It's GetPsyched sports.org, or just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234, and we will forward you a link to getpsychedsports.org. And Mitch, you and everybody who's helping you try to do what you're doing as a coach and trying to do it the right way are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
I'm glad to hear it, and thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Mitch, do you also coach morning shows ever?
Yeah, you guys ought to get along better.
Thank you, Mitch. It was great to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.